Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning, everybody! Sometimes the off-air conversations, you need a little time. You got to have the music roll out.
Yeah, we needed a couple of minutes.
Needed a couple minutes, you know?
You over here talking like Barney Rubble.
I was doing my horny Mike Vrabel impression before the show. Brittany's already disgusted.
Yeah.
I was listening to a clip of Mike Florio discussing this Diana Rossini story, which I didn't even get a chance to read. Listen, I'm busy right now. You want to know something? I don't have time for Rossini and Vrabel right now. The Heat have Giannis. I don't know if you guys know that. So I'm a little focused on the Heat. And
technically, they don't have him yet.
No. Listen, if he's working out with Bam, we have him.
Okay.
He's working out with Bam. They were in the gym yesterday. Oh, dude, let me tell you something. When I saw those two in the gym together, I that was better than trade night. That was better than trade night. No, because it was.
But they had worked out before you saw those pictures. That wasn't the first day.
I don't know.
No, they said they had.
Oh, yeah. But right. But this is them as teammates.
Woo-hoo!
They're teammates.
Brittany.
Why?
Why?
Like, why aren't you excited?
It's not that I'm not excited, but why do I have to be a level of excited as they take a picture together and I have to get all warm and fuzzy?
Why aren't you warm and fuzzy about it?
Because it's 5 months of basketball?
Yeah, who cares?
I mean,
but the war is over, Leroy.
The war is over. The battle is over. The war is just beginning.
Right.
Okay, it's a battle. But, like, you don't have to hear it. Let him be excited. Remember, you were upset when he was down in the dumps?
No,
Now you're just upset when he's excited.
Here's why.
What do you want from him?
Here's why. Brittany. He has a tendency to overdo it either way. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be happy. I'm excited. Giannis is in town.
Yeah.
Right? But that level in June? Like, pace yourself.
We haven't had a whale come to us in 6 years, Leroy.
It's not like, so you guys will take this and say I'm being a yum yucker. I'm not.
No. I mean,
like,
it
just they worked out together. Yeah, Bam works out with a lot of people.
Let me ask you this.
So here's the problem. If he were working out with Anthony Edwards, this is the excitement I would get. If he was working out with, this is the excitement
he
just found an excuse to make that level of excitement okay. I'm like, relax.
I'll ask you this. How many off-season workout photos do we have of Bam and Jimmy Butler? Not many.
That's a Jimmy thing. That ain't a Bam thing.
I'm not saying it's a Bam thing or anything. I'm not saying it's anybody's thing. But I'm saying the first thing that Giannis did when he got back in the country, he said, let's take this PJ.
Maybe it was a plan.
Let's take this PJ to Sin City,
dude. But maybe
he
said, hey, why don't you come through?
Yeah,
right? Maybe it was a plan.
Maybe
it wasn't like.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Okay.
This isn't hypothetical. They're going to be teammates.
No, dude.
And you're sitting here calling me a loose goose floozy. And I don't appreciate
it. All right.
I'm not a loose goose floozy.
All right. Go as you were. Like, it just. This is a not win situation for me. Because everybody's trying to make it sound like I'm a Debbie Downer.
I don't know.
That's not true at all.
I'm just a little confused. Like, what's to be down about?
Nothing. But I'm saying if I were to say, hey, man, you're. Relax. You're kind of overdoing it for a workout, and they're like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, no.
No, but here's the thing. The difference is that we were sitting here, and we've done all these hypotheticals. Like, this isn't just, oh, you know, like you got to meet this last year when Bam was at a Jordan party with Luka, right?
Right.
Like, why are you getting so excited? Now, this is different because Bam's actually teammates with him.
Okay.
That's why it's exciting.
Stop telling people how. All right. Like, again, it was an uphill battle. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
I don't think it is an uphill battle. It really shouldn't even be
okay.
a battle.
Okay. Like, you don't think you have a tendency to go extreme with happiness or sadness at times?
Why? But I don't understand. I don't understand what I'm being condemned about.
I'm not. I'm just happy. I just said.
That's why I'm not paying attention to Diana Russini.
Okay.
I'm busy. I'm busy, Mike Florio. Because the Heat have Giannis and Bam. And I was excited to see him work out. Because here's why. On trade night, I was like relieved. I'm like, it's over.
Yes.
You know, finally,
in fact,
they got him.
You got to leave at night.
that was the next day. By the way, shout out to the Heat yesterday. Early draft pick trading up in the draft. Love that.
I could not figure out who the hell was picking for who.
Oh, there were so many trades yesterday.
So move. Who was it? The Knicks?
Everybody
down 25. Then the Heat move up. The Heat swap.
Nobody picked for each other.
I'm like, that's why.
Well, you know
this
why? You could buy
fixed.
Up in the draft. You could just
right.
pay money.
And that's a lot of money exchange.
Yeah.
But they're paying like $4 or $5 million to move up in the second round.
Oh, well.
Right.
All good.
And they can use that money for cap space?
Well, I don't think it I don't think that counts towards the cap space.
Oh, because the rookie.
So whatever his deal is a standard deal.
Right.
So.
Can I just tell you who's killing trades all throughout the league? The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Why?
They pay way too much to get stars.
I don't think they paid super a lot.
Okay, let's go over their last two trades.
They traded for, well, the famous one they did was Rudy Gobert. Yep.
And not LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, but they gave up a pick and three swaps.
And, no, they gave up more than one first rounder.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
They gave up an unprotected.
And they gave Naz Reid.
They gave up Naz Reid, which was surprising. He's been there forever. The trade was a 2023 unprotected first round pick and three first round swaps.
Oh, three first round swaps. Okay.
And 3 second round picks. Because I don't even think they have all their first round picks. That's probably the only first round pick they have, probably because of Rudy Gobert.
Jeez, would they get four for Rudy Gobert?
They traded four for Rudy Gobert. Yeah. So they're probably still paying on some of those to the Jazz.
You think? Well, no, because some of them probably go to 2038, because you can't do consecutive years.
I don't know. But yes, they traded for LaMelo. You're like herding cats right now. You're all over the place. But yes, they did. They traded for LaMelo Ball. And that is going to lovingly send us Anthony Edwards eventually. I don't know when, but it will.
You think at some point in time he's going
to
say,
Look, dude, what? I know that he wants to. Well, you don't want to know what I actually think is the bigger issue for this? And I guess I'll do the headlines read, which is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Yeah, that was the trade. But you know who I actually think is going to be a problem with this? I don't see Chris Finch as being a guy who's going to deal with LaMelo Ball shenanigans. He's like, remember he benched Kat during a 60-point game.
Yeah.
Like, he's not fun. He's a bit of a stick in the mud. So I don't see that. I don't know. I it's going to be a fun team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, they still got, I mean, LaMelo with Ant, Jaden McDaniels, and Rudy Gobert. That's a solid squad. But I just don't see him being a guy who's like, this. I love this. I don't see him being that. But honestly, to be honest with you.
How is he going to deal with that snow?
Oh, I don't know.
He can barely drive. he can barely drive on regular streets.
You give him a snow. What do they call those things? What are those, Hellcats?
Yeah.
What do they call those things that are snowmobiles? What's the cool name for them? Didn't Hawkeye turn one over? He had a bad accident on those things.
Snowmobile.
maybe that's what it is. Just a snowmobile. But yeah, dude, that's going to be that is going to be an interesting team. But to be honest with you, my first thought about it was the Hornets were really good last year. Like, they were exciting. Right. Like, they had, and I'm a little surprised they're breaking it up, to be honest with you. And because I'm like looking at their team, I'm like, well, who's their point guard now? Because they have Con Knipple. Who,
it seems like they're the ones who should have been adding players and trying to move up.
I was a little confused by this. I know that maybe they're going towards a Brandon Miller, Con Knipple build, but I don't know. I just that you finally got LaMelo Ball to have a decent season, and they're just breaking that up all of a sudden because everybody was like, oh, they're the sneaky young team that's gonna be on the up and up, and now it just kind of feels like they took out the heart of their team, even if he's a loose cannon and irresponsible. Like, he is the thing that makes that team go. So are they just, like, replacing him with Kobe White? Maybe there's another move. I think they got a monster trade exception for this, so they could trade for somebody too. But I don't know. I just found that confusing. I guess that, you know, there's a couple of moves that happened over the last 24 hours that we got to watch out for in the East. That and seeing what they're going to be as their follow-up. And then Detroit traded Isaiah Stewart, Beef Stew, to Memphis to clear up more cap space, which everybody thinks is going to be to sign Norman Powell. Or maybe Kawhi Leonard. We'll see. But that's weird. That was strange.
Kawhi would be okay if you didn't have to depend on Kawhi.
Yeah, yeah. The
but
theory
if you
of Kawhi.
If you brought Kawhi in place of Giannis, you would be miserable because you have no idea when he's going to play, which would be annoying signing up for the same thing you just went through.
No, not Milwaukee. Detroit.
You're talking about Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit.
I think they still try to get Tyler.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like Milwaukee's going to hang on to Tyler because, I think they probably already know what Detroit's willing to offer. So we'll see. We'll see what they're going to do. But they opened up some cap space yesterday. That's going to be interesting to see what their next move is with this. But I don't know, man. That was crazy. We get to a world football scoreboard update brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Last night in the World Cup, you had Bosnia beat Qatar 3-1. Switzerland beat Canada 2-1 filthy. Morocco doubled up Haiti 4-2. Brazil, they defeated Scotland 3-0. But at least Scotland had fun here.
Oh, my goodness. You like, it's time to go, Scotland. We appreciate you coming, but is there any group of people that have more fun?
Nobody wants them to leave.
Nobody, no.
Nah, they could just, they could just pick up another team.
They look, no fights.
No fights.
They have fun.
Just vibes.
They drink, vibes, eat. I'm telling you, the Scottish dude eating a pub sub was hilarious.
Mexico shut out Czechia 3-0, and South Africa topped South Korea 1-0. So that was your scoreboard. And then a weather update is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows, and doors. Currently, right now in Miami, 85 degrees and sunny. Still have that air quality alert going on. They got partly cloudy conditions later on today with wind gusts up to 10, but it's going to be mostly a sunny day.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
No rain in sight here in Miami, so we'll see. But the rest, you know how it is. There could always be a surprise one that
hot,
pops up.
Hot, hot.
Yep. Yep. We will take a break. More to come. We're back after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So yesterday, your Miami Heat, they selected Ryan Conwell with the number 37 pick. Technically, the Thunder made the pick, and the Heat traded for the rights to him. They swapped 37-41, some cash considerations there. And so, 22 years old, just turned 22 this month.
We are starting to get away from drafting 18, 19-year-olds, especially here. They want guys who've been around.
Yeah, second round, too. Like, you're not gonna, right. There's not going to be a ton of guys who are that young and then fall into the second round or think they're going to get a second round grade. They're probably not going to stay in the draft.
Right.
Not too common. But either way, he's a 4-year guy. He bounced all over college. He went to South Florida.
Is that how you feel about that? Is that a good thing?
Louisville. I think I'm a little different on it just because I know that NIL has such a big play in it. You know, like especially in those last years, like that senior year, someone will come with a little bit of money. I mean, Louisville doesn't play around with that. You know, they're a big, big college basketball school.
Right.
Similar to the. By the way, I should also mention the Miami Heat signed Trey Donaldson, Miami Hurricanes guard, to a 2-way deal, and I mean was one of the Canes' 2 best players this season.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be in camp and see if he can earn himself a roster spot. But I do, he was at Michigan I think the year beforehand. So that's one of those things like transfer portal, especially in basketball, that feels like that's going to be a thing. We're going to be like, oh, this guy played for 3 different schools. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of guys who stick around.
Well, because if you're any good. Those last couple of years, you're making more money than you would make in the NBA.
Yep.
If you're not going to be a lottery pick or a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, I get it. But is that – I would like to think that because they have another year of development, but I'm not sure they're, like, developing like that. I just think that they can make more money.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like I watched him every game, just like kind of box score watching him, seeing his highlights. I think like he came into last year, and the number one thing the guy has is he is a shooter. Like this guy
fits.
He's a they've been looking for shooters. He's a shooter.
Right.
38% over his career at 7 attempts a game. Now last year, nearly 10 attempts a game. And his percentage wasn't awesome last year, but it felt like he went to Louisville basically. I'm going to get these things up. 6'2 barefoot, 6'7 wingspan, 214. Everybody says as strong as an ox.
Kind of built like D-Wade. D-Wade was kind of built like long.
Yeah, not as big, but yeah, a little bit. Bobby Marks said that the athletic testing, this is kind of crazy. I mean, you do with it what you will, but he basically said the athletic testing on him compared to Anthony Edwards. People say that. That's not me. That's Bobby Marks. He's credible. Now, obviously, you know, Anthony Edwards was a phenom. He was, you know, in the league at 18 years old. But do with it what you will. I'm just going to put that there. You can pick it up if you want to, Jennifer. But that was said yesterday on television.
Okay.
What's up? I'm, you know, lefty? Who doesn't love a lefty?
Who do you think?
And this was cool.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, the thing that excited me the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching the Heat. You know, they always put out the draft video, you know, of Pat and Spo talking to him afterwards. And I love those videos. They're goosies. And Spo, he was like, hey, that workout you had with us, incredible. So Spo seemed to – I'll tell you what.
He must have never missed.
He must have well, I think at the combine he didn't miss. Like
right.
This guy has he's like an 85% free throw shooter in college. Like, no, he's got it when it seems like it comes to downtown stuff. So we'll see. But this guy, obviously they need to add something.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to go to Summer League, and he's going to have the man with the golden arm at his tutelage. Like, I don't know if you see this, but – Wayne Ellington, if I can describe this for our radio audience, he's going to take him right under his golden arm. All right? Like
but
a mama
if you can already shoot, bird. If you can already shoot, what is he going to?
Oh, I don't know. But pure shooters together.
Shooter, shoot.
That's what they say, but Dion Waiters also did that, and that didn't always go well.
Well, Dion Waiters wasn't consistent, but when he was on, the problem is when he wasn't on, he still shot.
Right.
So he was a shooter.
They're streaky shooters.
And they're solid. You're like, he's a good shooter. I mean, he would – who's the best three-point shooter here recently? Duncan Robinson. But
Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, I would say those two.
Max Strus. Right. So, like, how does he compare to those guys?
Well, they say he's a better defender. Like, he's not a sieve. Like, this guy, you know, he averaged over a steal
a
game.
2 for 2? He won't have 2 for 2?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, idea that, you know, he was talking yesterday about, like, oh, the guys he watches, like, Drew Holiday, Adam Simon yesterday on the Zoom.
Can he play point? Or he's more of a two guard?
No. Okay. Adam Simon. Well, I think at Louisville he did a lot of that, but I think Adam Simon said no. They see him as a shooting guard.
Yeah, and it's hard to look at a point guard in college because you only have a couple of ball handlers.
Yeah. Like, right? Donaldson was a point guard for the Gaines.
Okay.
You know, but this guy, no, I think they're saying they're having this guy to spread the floor.
Right. Cool.
Here he was yesterday. This is him on what Spo told him.
Coach Spoelstra called me and Pat Riley, and they were just saying, you know, just to embrace the moment, enjoy the moment, you know, that, you know, I worked so hard for this moment, so just to enjoy it. And then they were also just, you know, telling me that, you know, I fit just, you know, their culture and, you know, who I am as a person fits, you know, with their team and my skill set and what I can bring to the team. So they seem, you know, showed a lot of belief in me just even over that phone call, and they're looking to get to work. So
you think the Heat have ever told anybody they've drafted that you didn't fit the culture, but you were too talented?
Maybe. Michael Beasley.
I think even Michael Beasley probably told him he was part of the culture.
Dude, look at me.
Even if you don't believe it, you gotta say
Look at me.
What?
You know better.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that I'm just saying
Michael Beasley was ahead of his game. He was ahead of his time. One of the most talented scorers that have ever put a Heat uniform on. They just could never... It just never really worked, right? Like, and everybody in basketball will say, Michael Beasley is one of the best pure scorers you'll ever see. But he could never...
He was one of the best pure scorers
right.
you've ever seen.
But how does, like, in today's game, it would have worked better because, you know, there's guys on the field, on the court like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just back then, it just didn't work like it should have.
This is the video that he put out yesterday with Riles and Spo. Let's play this for our audience here and hear what the Godfather and Spo had to tell young Ryan Conwell.
Hello, Ryan. How are you doing? I just want to give you a call, welcome you to the Miami Heat. You check all those boxes for us at that spot. We're really, really happy that we could pick you and that you were there and can't wait to get you down here. Ryan, congrats.
Hey, before we get to Spo, can I just say something on Pat Riley?
What?
Handsome, dude. That guy is still handsome.
You know what would have been funny, a funnier video? If they would have said, can't wait for you to get here, and he just runs through the door. I'm here, coach. I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
I was just like, man, that Pat Riley, still put together, dude. Look at him. For 80? 80.
He looks Jennifer, good. He looks good at
80.
I know.
Handsome. Maybe he looks a lot more handsome because he just got me Giannis. But he's always been handsome. But, man, that's
– Hey, that getting Giannis make you stand up a little straight, put on your suit, right? Spo's still not kicking the suit, huh? He just not.
I noticed that, too. I was like, damn, did he even put a button down on for this, huh?
He's just not doing it.
Spo is definitely leading the coach's charge of never having to wear suits.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's certain coaches – you seen him on the sideline, and you should just come to the conclusion this is why coaches shouldn't wear suits.
But I thought Spo looked good in the suits. Like, he got, like, cut.
No, I'm talking about the sweaters.
Oh, like Stan Van Gundy?
Oh!
Well, here was Spo
talking. He had to take a water break. Yeah. like
Ryan, congrats. Well earned. Come on, you earned all this. And you had a hell of a career, hell of a season. And your workout was just icing on the cake. But we're big fans of yours, and we're really thrilled that we were able to get it done.
Got a great text from Coach Kelsey about you, your toughness, your coachability, your leadership, all that stuff. I think that just really speaks to your character and what you're all about. You're going to be great here. It's a great fit. And like I said, we're just really excited. You go enjoy this now, all right? Come on, you earn this. Go enjoy it with your family. And then we'll get to work in San Francisco. All right, we're looking forward to that. Congratulations.
Damn.
Yep. Now, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a little bit older? So maybe Spo won't treat him like an 18-year-old?
He's 22. He just turned 22.
Okay. Okay.
He just turned 22.
Right.
Spo loves second-round picks. He loves them.
Yeah. Well, because that's kind of, you know.
Josh Richardson.
It's like, it's easy to draft the guy who everybody thinks is going to be good. But the guy that you think is going to be good, that has a special place.
Yep. Yep. Exciting. Exciting night for him. And this is what Adam Simon, Miami Heat assistant GM, this is what he had to say on the shooting that he adds.
Well, clearly we're trying to identify players that have a shooting skill, and he certainly mm-hmm. does. He's projected at overall as a 37% shooter, which would have been, I think, in the top percentile of 650 players that we had studied. And his athleticism is off the charts. And he's a competitor. He's a gym rat. Oh, he's the type of player that I know our coaches are going to love. And he's a great teammate. So I think he'll slot in perfectly.
Thank you, Adam.
Welcome. Thank you, Ira.
Is he saying all these things to get you going?
It did get me going.
Gym rat.
He did do that.
Gym rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. You don't love that?
Yeah, they like yeah. Listen, once he said we needed to add some shooting, and that's it. All the other stuff is a bonus.
Boosies galore.
Right? All the other stuff, you know, the not being a sieve and being a leader and being able to fit in, that's all a bonus. First things first, they needed shooters. So once he said phenomenal shooter, I was like, all right, here we go.
I just love that as cheese is the gym, you know?
See? And this is gym like rat, everybody, gym like – When I say too much, everybody's Woo-hoo! Like, I'm Debbie Downer.
Why?
But then, oh.
I love that, dude.
But you are being a Debbie Downer.
No, I'm not.
Nah, he's just trying to yuck my yum.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. Did you come in this morning and say, you know what? I'm just going to be a real yum yucker this morning. Is that what you did?
You rolled out of bed.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who noticed.
It's
I'm glad I'm not the only one who noticed.
Two segments.
I didn't say anything about this.
How much excitement has come all the way up here for you trying to level him down?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Debbie Downer from SNL skit?
No. That's what you're trombone.
That's what you're giving. I'm gonna get a sound of the sad trombone for every time that you yuck our yum.
Yep.
Now it's our yum.
Because you do. You do it to everyone.
No, I don't.
You don't not.
You don't not yum.
Exactly. Nate South is calling you Debo Downer.
Debo Downer? Really? Last time I buy you a sandwich.
Wow. I'm excited. Do you think they ask in the interviews, do you think, would you describe yourself as a gym rat? Or do they have to do investigation to find out if he is a gym rat?
Can I just tell you, that's the most awkward questions that I think I've ever been asked. Like, for it.
Do you love the game?
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you, you know, like, it's like.
I hate being asked
like,
that.
Like, what?
Do you love football?
Yeah. And then when people say, you know what? I play well, but not number one on my list. Then you're the worst person ever. Right? I know guys who football wasn't, they prepared, they practiced, they did everything really hard. But if you ask them, if this is number one on your, no. and it never stopped them from being productive. But people just look at that in a negative way, and you get asked questions.
People can be a pro, people can be, hate being an accountant, but be really good at it. People right. can hate being, you know, a teacher, but they're really good at it.
Right.
But if you're an athlete, you gotta love it.
No, you have to love it. You have to love being in the gym. You have to love it 24/7. And I'm like, that's not very healthy. I'm gonna just put it out there. Say you go for two. Like I said, my rookie year, I had 6 weeks of camp, mm-hmm. 5 preseason games.
Right.
If they would ask me after that, how do you feeling about football? I'd probably rather be golfing right now.
Listen, I get you. But listen, you know, he is not him. He's a gym rat. You know, some people are gym mice. He's a gym rat. I'll take my minus one. It's got to be the end of the segment anyway. You know what? I got to go.
Minus one.
You see why I have to do something, Brittany?
Your sound effect is.
This is where it ends up.
For show poniness.
This is where it ends up. Because he won't stop.
I heard nothing.
Of course not. Take your hair out of your ears.
Put your headphones on your ears and not your cheeks.
They were on my ears. One, I did not cover.
One's on your cheek. Because you got one low.
No, it's covering my ear.
I see a lot of. What lobe? That's not the lobe. What's the upper part called? Is that
cartilage?
I don't know.
Upper ear? The part that gets cauliflower?
His ear,
the
elf part. His ear hair?
The elf part.
Yeah, the one part.
First of all, I have tiny ears. Like, I have little bitty ears. How could I have elf ears?
They're pointy ears.
The elf part. This is why.
I have a feeling like when I, you know, they always say you get older, your nose and your ears grow. I got a feeling I'm going to have some real flappers. Like my grandfather had some big ears.
I don't know why your ears get bigger when you get older.
Don't know.
Like, because I got to tell you, I've seen some old guys and I'm like, if you walked around with ears like that, your youth, you would have been made fun of.
Because I get ear hair, dude. Like, it grows like a chia pet. Like, I got to use the.
So does Leroy. Zzz,
you know that thing?
No, I got scissors.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, you got steady hand.
Yeah.
Scissors?
You know what's funny? The fact that he says his ear hair grows at rapid speeds and not his face.
Not his face.
Well, no, it could, but I prefer clean ears and a clean face, you know?
It's really shocking, really.
No, it's not shocking. It's
why don't you shocking.
Why
don't you save the hair from your ears and put it on your face?
I could come in here tomorrow and I would look like a lumberjack. I choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I just shaved before the show today.
Your face.
It's a good look your to face be a lumberjack.
Says,
I'm just
your
saying.
Face says I'm a baby. I have a baby face. Right? It just does. Like, no hair. You have stubble. That's it.
This is from 2 hours.
2 weeks.
I'm telling you.
That's 2 weeks.
That's not 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks of hair on your face. What are you talking about? Really?
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport.
Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
What kind of message is this?
What?
I have a, you know, my pool, my my part for my girls coming. A message. Your delivery will be before 8 o'clock. Just tell me today.
That's called an update.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Before 8?
That's a good time.
You'll be in time for Love Island. You know, you have time.
Nah. U.S. plays tonight. I'll try to...
late game, though, for you.
10.
It's a late game for you. Get some coffee, dude.
I can't drink coffee at night.
Why not?
Why?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be sitting outside your house saying, what are you doing? I'm wide awake.
Chill.
Chill. Tobin! Hey! You want to... Tobin, come out and play!
He goes a whole county over. Hey, guys.
Say, wait, Tommy would be like, Dad, he's doing
no stakes
it again.
Tonight either. No,
he's doing
on,
it again.
There's nothing on the line tonight.
So you have to come out to the door like I'm a possum. No.
I got to hit, I'm going to catch up. We're going to go see some movies, me and Tommy, this weekend.
I want to go
nice.
See.
What are you going to watch?
He-Man.
Boom. That's what we're going to see. He-Man and Supergirl.
Supergirl. What's the other one I want to see? Oh, they have... Mortal Kombat, a new Mortal Kombat's out.
I don't think he's
he's on Mortal
range.
Kombat.
Yeah.
I really want to see He-Man. I'm trying to figure out how they did it, how they put it together.
I don't even really like remember He-Man. I was very young when He-Man was on, but he's apparently like it's back in memes, so he's very excited to see it.
Okay.
He's like, is this Skeletor? Is he funny? And I'm like, he was a bad guy. I don't remember him being funny, but he goes, I like him just running away.
Right.
Schmieden says he marketed 3 movies marketed to 6-year-olds. Well, 10-year-olds. He's not that young.
So
I think he was directing this mainly towards Leroy.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind
of you have a child.
It's kind of hard when your daughter's into Bridgerton. So there's no movies that we're gonna.
I understand.
Bridgerton. Yes. How exciting!
Tate South says Tobin is He-Ham. If it's cold cuts, I love cold. I don't like cooked ham.
Really?
Not a fan.
No. The spiral ham the next day is a delicious sandwich.
Nah.
Are you kidding me?
Like
I'm not
it,
that
dude.
Much of a fan.
I don't
either.
Like it. I don't like it.
You don't like ham?
No, I like ham.
You don't like the...
But that spiral ham or whatever, like, I don't really care too much about
Two it. Two-A-Day says, why did they wait 40 years to make He-Man? Because I don't think He-Man... Like, who's ever said their favorite cartoon is He-Man?
Because they are kicking the tires on all superheroes.
Somebody just went through a vintage store and he goes, that could be a movie.
Right.
People yep. liked it. And I'm like, I remember it, but I don't recall... I was a Thundercats guy. Have they made a Thundercats movie? I'd love a Thundercats movie. Thundercats.
But they didn't... They haven't done Thundercats yet. Because they only...
I don't think they did Thundercats.
Well, because they can't do real-life Thundercats.
They could, with AI, CGI today? They could definitely do Thundercats. Dude, I mean, there's a Red Hulk. They could do anything.
That was a reach.
What?
The Avengers took a reach. Red Hulk. Because, look, in real life, he's 92 years old.
Guy says, who the F is He-Man? It's a good question. He's just
by
the master
power
of the universe.
Of Grayskull.
Yeah, he's got a sword, he's got a giant cat, and he fights Skeletor. And there's weird creatures that he has to fight that look like lagoon monsters. I don't really recall like what he is or anything like that. I watched He-Man, but it wasn't.
Yeah, like I remember seeing like the visual.
Yeah.
I just looked him up and I remember seeing him.
Yeah.
Thundercats movie is actually in the works.
Is it really?
Well, there you go.
Well, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Let's see when.
Thundercats is a movie. That's a movie right there. That's what we're talking about. Speaking of the Thundercats.
Yeah. Wow, 2 days ago. Rebooting 41-year-old fantasy classic.
Yeah, Leroy's right. Somebody's just walking through a vintage toy store and they're like, we can make a movie out of that. People will go. That'll get it. Somebody just looks around and be like, we can get $30 million out of that. You know?
That's the Thundercats is the Kachuk line. Is that your way of saying back to sports?
Well, the Panthers, there is stuff out there on them, all scaring me. Because, you know, we do have to, it's great to have Brady Kachuk, but we have to get back to the task at hand, which is Bob's future. And apparently, even according to our own Hockey Hornet, they appear to be flirting with a whale between the pipes. So we'll take a break and we'll talk about that because... they could be bringing in a Hellcat. We could see that back after this.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.